Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady B along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, the heart of man, racism in America.
Your first time with us, I am SD here with my co-host Lady V.
Hey.
Take a moment and hit that subscribe button so that you will be alerted when we upload new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first off, we always introduce scripture within our podcast.
That's right.
That's just how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start with the word that talks about the heart of man. Now, this is what it says in Genesis 6:5, the New International Version. And it says, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time.
Mm.
Now, that's powerful.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What it was saying in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we're going to come down to Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, for from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. And it says, all these vile things come from within.
Mm-hmm.
They are what defile you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we see here that in scripture, it is a heart thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's automatically coming out of the heart, all those wicked things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying, how do we change that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only one way you're going to change that, and is that it's through the love of God.
That's right.
So you might say, why are we talking about that? And what does it have to do with racism? Okay. Well, racism is hate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an educator, and I like to make sure that we're all on the same page. Okay. So let's just look at the definition of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Dictionary.com says racism is a policy, a system of government based upon or fostering such a doctrine of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It also says it is hatred or intolerance of another race or other races,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that usually means that one particular race sees themselves as more superior than others.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is less than.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not that race, then you're not worthy. Or you are less than dirt,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's sad,
mm-hmm.
but that is how some people view it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all, with the coronavirus, have been shut up in our homes, and the first few weeks of this, this is when the video came out with George Floyd,
mm-hmm.
and in that video, we all saw how that racist cop
mm-hmm.
had his knee on this man's throat
mm-hmm.
and he's begging for his life, basically. He's
mm-hmm.
saying, please, I can't breathe. I can't
mm-hmm.
breathe. And in some parts of it is you heard him crying out for his mother,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Why are people so upset and enraged? Wasn't he resisting arrest and all of this? No, people, the video plainly showed that he was handcuffed. I can't remember how he ended up on the ground in the first place. But it did not take those three police officers to hold this man down. Now,
mm-hmm.
let's just think about the human body as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't breathe it's like your body immediately goes into self-preservation and you can't breathe. And so you start moving and twitching and moving. Mm-hmm. And then you're flailing because you're trying to get to where you can get air.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not here to talk badly about all police officers. We're not here to even talk badly about all white people.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about the bad police officers. Even more so, we're talking about the racist police officers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we know good police officers. Mm-hmm. We have a good friend that we grew up with. He's a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have much respect for him. And mm-hmm. I, you know, in places that I've worked in the past, I had made friends with a lot of different police officers. Good people.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women. So we're not talking about the good police officers.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about the racist police officers who have used the authority of the law
mm-hmm.
to exact their hate mm-hmm. upon black people.
I just want to mention this, and then when you was talking about how people, how he would have the three police officers on him and how he was trying to get breath and how people move, you know, they're trying to move when they're trying to breathe. It's, mm-hmm. If you get a clearer picture, what if he was underwater?
Yeah.
And he was drowning. What does drowned victims do? They immediately are flailing. They're
yes.
trying to catch their breath.
Uh-huh.
So you don't expect somebody to be still if they're trying to catch their breath.
Right.
And you don't expect someone who is meant to protect, to serve and protect, to be the one trying to take the breath.
Right.
So, again, like she said, you know, we're not talking against all police officers. We know that there are good police officers.
Mm-hmm.
We're only talking about those police officers that abuse their authority.
Right.
And anyone that abuses authority shouldn't have authority in the first place.
That's right.
That's just my opinion. I stick to it and I don't feel ashamed of that.
No. Uh-uh.
You know, because it'd be the same thing if I was in a position and, you know, I was given over people and then I abused that position over the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do I have a job then if I am abusing, you know, what I've been given to do, you
mm-hmm.
know? And although we know he's in jail and everything like that, you know, I heard or rather read a newsletter. I'm not going to say his name, but, you know, a political figure that is supposed to be a Christian. And, you know, it seemed as if he was more so trying to steer the conversation away from this man's death and pointed towards all the good that police officers did on 9/11. Nobody's taking anything away from good police officers that did great things for mm-hmm. 9/11, helping pulling people out. And we applaud them.
That's
but right,
right
now, we're talking about a life that was taken
mm-hmm.
and many lives after mm-hmm. that, you know, at the time of this taping, many lives after that, lives mm-hmm. Hung on trees, shot, you know,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what race it is, we are in agreement here that anyone
mm-hmm.
that has a place of authority that abuses that and uses that to murder another person, we're saying by God's own word, that's wrong. Killing is wrong.
Yes.
That's
yes.
by God's own word. And that don't have to have anything to do with what color you were, what your uniform is, because one thing about it, your job that you have been given that job and it's a blessing from God that you have a job.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that job, you should do it with a pride of I am doing this because it's been given to me a great responsibility.
Right.
Not to use it to harm or kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I when I see the excessive force, I'm thinking, what makes a person's mind go to excessive force?
Right.
You know, and I don't mean to take up, you know, mm-hmm. I'm interjecting him, but this is just, you know, it's in my heart because, you know, it has disturbed me in my spirit because
mm-hmm.
it's as if, you know, some people think we are talking bad about the police when people are upset. Not because of the good police.
Mm-mm.
Again, the good police, if you've been doing your job and been doing it correctly, nobody's talking about
that's
you.
That's right. And you
shouldn't feel offended because I would feel offended if I'm working with somebody and they doing wrong and I'm doing right. And I'm like, I'm getting made look bad because you doing wrong.
Right.
Get off the force if you're going to do wrong.
Right.
You know, let me keep doing my job right so people can keep seeing that there are some of us that are doing our job the the right way. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, I mean to get off my soapbox, mm-hmm. but you know, it's you know, like you said, you know, any human being, whether you are have a knee on your neck or whether you're drowning in an ocean of water, mm-hmm. if you need breath, you're gonna be trying to get breath. That's whatever right. you can do to try to get breath. That means moving or whatever. And if you can't move because you're pinned, then and you know, and your breath is gone for you, then why is a person still on you?
Right.
You know, if you're lifeless, what's the need to still have the knee on? And so for people that think that, you know, that's attacking all police officers, no, it's not.
No.
This is saying people, police officers like this that are racist, that the color of their skin is a trigger
right.
to cause them to want to harm you.
Right.
This is all we're saying. And yes, this is spreading hope everywhere talks because we want to spread the hope that the only way this will be solved is for everyone to do a heart check.
Yes.
And if you do a heart check and you realize whether you white, black, you know, Asian, whatever, if and you feel some type of way against a certain race, maybe you should get to know somebody in that race to find out if they really are, you know, some really good people. And if your opinions of that person, your stereotypes, it's a wrong stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a wrong stereotype about police. I don't think all police are bad.
No.
I think there are some that are not good.
Right.
And I think there are some that are great.
Right.
But I think there's many that need to still do their job. If you are not one of those that are racist, then you should still be doing your job, not sitting back watching chaos occur and then laying back in somebody's office,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking a nap, eating some chips or whatever. Why aren't you still doing your job? If you're one of the good ones, then show us you're one of the good ones.
Right.
That's all we're asking.
That's
but
right.
if you're not one of the good ones, I say hand in your badge and let somebody do it that's going to do it in a way that is fair to all.
That's right.
We live in a
that's
nation right. that is filled with a diverse amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we stop and look at this nation, it is made great because of that,
mm-hmm.
not in spite of that.
Right.
So we should treat it as such. If this is going to be one nation that's united, the United States, let's get united.
Right. That's right. That's right.
That's my That's 5 minutes of fame.
That's right. And, but you know, Lady V, the thing of it is, black people
mm-hmm.
and white people
mm-hmm.
have a different perspective of police.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
You know, and that's not being ugly or anything like mm-hmm. that. See, when white people see the police come, mm-hmm. they see safety.
Yeah.
They see protection.
Mm-hmm.
They see the cavalry is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, majority of the times,
mm-hmm.
when we as black people see the police, we mm-hmm. brace ourselves.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know if we're going to get a good police officer
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or a racist
mm-hmm.
police officer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
see, it's been a lot of George Floyd. It was not the first.
No, he wasn't the first.
He wasn't the first. We have now. Let me get the list of black people. Just a few.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ahmaud Arbery.
Mm-hmm.
He was a young black man that was jogging
mm-hmm.
in his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Three white racists.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them chased him down. The other was videoing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he says that he wasn't a part of it,
mm-hmm.
but we found out that mm-hmm. he was,
mm-hmm.
but they chased him down and they shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they even used the derogatory N-word
mm-hmm.
when he was being shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Now she was at home
mm-hmm.
sleeping in her bed.
That's right.
A no knock warrant.
Mm-hmm.
They bust up in her house
mm-hmm.
and she was shot.
Yeah.
Now, they were going in there to look for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, it wasn't no drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But they bust in this woman's house.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend pulls a gun
mm-hmm.
because, come on now,
mm-hmm.
think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you sleep in your bed and all of a sudden you hear somebody busting up in your house,
mm-hmm.
you think it's an intruder. You don't know who it is.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're home invasions
yeah.
or anything like
yeah.
that. He pulled his gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you ask the question to... I'm going to say, I pose this question to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you have a weapon to protect your family in your home or
mm-hmm.
or if you are in a neighborhood that maybe it's not that great or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the door busts open, you awaken out of your sleep. You go in fight mode.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and you're not thinking in terms of this is the law coming in
because
mm-hmm. you're thinking if I'm asleep, I'm just trying to take a nap. Oh, I'm trying to go to sleep because I got to get up and go to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. You know, I'm just resting. You're not thinking that they're coming into your home for no reason, right. especially if you're not guilty of anything.
Right, right, right.
So you're not assuming that, you know.
Okay, okay. Okay. And then some years ago, you know, a few years ago, okay, Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot. He was walking home.
Yeah.
Now, the man that shot him wasn't a white man, but that still was the racist mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he saw this young man, and he saw that he was a black young mm-hmm. man, which made him pull out his gun. He mm-hmm. thought he had the right mm-hmm. to do that because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's talk about 12-year-old Tamir Rice.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding a pellet gun in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Most little kids, they have their little fake guns or their pellet guns. They mm-hmm. playing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they shooting. You know, they doing. And he shot down.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't
mm-hmm.
stop to see what it was. Somebody called the police and said a black kid had a gun. And mm-hmm. they rolled up there, you know, with excessive force.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't check to look at him as if he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Racist cops do not see young black children,
mm-hmm.
young black boys,
mm-hmm.
as young boys.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
see them as they're black,
mm-hmm.
and they treat them like black men.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we know this mm-hmm. because we are African American. Mm-hmm. We've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
We've experienced this
mm-hmm.
racism mm-hmm. firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking secondhand.
Yeah, yeah.
If you are a white person and you ask any black person that you come in contact with,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you will be amazed at the stories that you
uh-huh.
hear of racism, whether it is blatant
mm-hmm.
or if it's subtle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
'Cause some people try to be slick with the subtle yeah. racism.
Yeah.
Or they'll look at Oprah gave a story where she said she went into a particular store.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a brand store, of mm-hmm. course. And she saw a bag that she wanted to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And the white lady mm-hmm. in the store told her, "No, you can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can look at this one over here."
Mm-hmm.
See, that was subtle.
Yeah.
Because who is she to know what Oprah could and could not afford?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My goodness, most people all over the world know who Oprah Winfrey is. That she is one of the richest African Americans
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how can you tell her
mm-hmm.
that she can't afford that bag?
Yeah,
that's subtle racism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Philando Castile.
Mm-hmm.
Back to black people who were murdered
mm-hmm.
because they were black.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his car with his fiance, and his child is in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
He tells the white police officer,
mm-hmm.
"I am carrying."
Mm-hmm.
He lets him know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "But I'm reaching for my wallet."
Mm-hmm.
The officer shoots him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And no one would know about that if his fiance hadn't streamed it live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But one thing I can say, you know, the word is true about that anything done in the dark gonna be brought to the light.
Right.
So even anyone that is trying to hide it, you know, it will come out eventually
yes,
in
yes.
some way or form in your actions. Because like you was talking about the heart and all those things that come out of the heart that is evil.
Mm-hmm.
If evil is in your heart, it will surface its head at some
right,
point.
Right.
And people will see that. We've seen posts of people on Facebook who are educators working at schools, and they making comments about a noose around somebody's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been comments about throw some bananas out there at them. They'll stop mm-hmm. congregating. You know, just bring out
the water.
Bring out the water hoses, bring mm-hmm. out the dogs. You know, all those kind of comments are very offensive to African Americans because we know the history of our people, you
mm-hmm.
know. And then, you know, a politician, you know, like I said, I ain't gonna say his name, you know, he's, you know, but anyway, you know, he was speaking about, you know, this, the flag and hanging the flag and flying the flag and not allowing people to make you feel like you're a racist or xenophobe, all these other things. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm not thinking about a flag right now. And
mm-hmm.
and the flag may, and he said if the flag stands for the freedom of this country, it may stand for freedom for him because he was a white male.
Right.
But it does not stand for freedom for all of our ancestors that came over here with against their will.
They were
shipped over here against their will. Mm-hmm. So none of that says freedom to them. Mm-mm. And then when it was the freedom was won, when great, you know, people like Abraham Lincoln, I must go back, Harriet Tubman, and then all of the, I'm gonna say even the Caucasian people that worked with Harriet Tubman that were Christians that helped along the process that Underground Railroad mm-hmm. working process to get slaves to freedom, you know, that took all different races of people. It took white and black and working together mm-hmm. to achieve a good. And, you know, again, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, that flag, it doesn't stand for freedom for the black race. Right. You know, yes, we live over here. But the thing of it is, when you have to be afraid about who is in office to supposed to protect you as law enforcement to protect you, then that doesn't sound like freedom to me.
No.
That sounds like a different type of slavery. Mm-hmm. Only difference is there's no chains. There's not somebody mm-hmm. that whose plantation you living on, but you're still on pins and needles about your skin color could cause you to be killed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but again, yeah. You know, we're not against all white people.
No,
we're not against all white. We're not against all cops. We're just saying, stating the facts of racism mm-hmm. and to sugarcoat it or to try to deny or act like it's not happening or pretend it's not happening. It does not make it go away.
Right.
You know, and the more and more you hear of more people dying, it does not make it go away. Now, again, I'm going to say this even about racism. You know, on the flip side, I don't think it's right for anybody black to go kill nobody white.
No.
Or to kill any cops. I think that's horrendous. When I saw that video of some people ran down this police officer that was standing, I thought that was horrible.
Yes.
I pray for that man, because I'm thinking to myself, this man just standing in the street, you know, trying mm-hmm. to direct traffic or whatever, and somebody just runs him over, and I'm thinking to myself, that is horrible. Yes. That is not what we stand for. Uh-uh. We don't stand for going out and hurting someone else or doing the same thing, the same sin of racism. We don't stand for railing for railing.
Right. Because the thing of it is, there are racists in every culture.
In
every ethnic group, there are racists.
So we're just talking about our experiences of what we've seen of African Americans. That's what we're talking about. And, you know, and then it also got me when, you know, like I said, seeing on Facebook certain ones didn't like it because different ones were posting Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can we not say Black Lives Matter too?
Can we
not say that? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's brown lives that matter. I mean, there's Asian lives that matter. Can we not say that? Is it wrong to say that?
No,
I don't think it's wrong to say that.
But this is the thing, though, Lady V.
Mm-hmm.
Blue lives matter, yes. Mm-hmm. All lives matter.
All lives matter.
But this is the thing.
Black lives matter, too.
Black lives matter, too.
Yeah.
Now, how do you know when you're saying, okay, but all lives matter, all lives matter. Okay, mm-hmm. this is how you know
mm-hmm.
if you really believe mm-hmm. that all lives matter.
But first, we're going to take a quick break for a public service announcement. Back in a moment.
COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician. There are a few ways to help stop the spread of this respiratory disease. Listen for instructions from local government about staying home, stay at least 6 feet or 2 arms length from others, wash hands often and disinfect frequently touched surfaces at home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow or tissue. Along with following other tips, cover mouth and nose in public with a cloth face covering. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
All lives matter. All lives matter. Okay, mm-hmm. this is how you know
mm-hmm.
if you really believe mm-hmm. that all lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw that video of George Perry Floyd laying mm-hmm. down there
mm-hmm.
and that racist cop
mm-hmm.
with his knee in his neck
mm-hmm.
and the man saying, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Could you move your knee? I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
If that didn't bother you, mm-hmm. all lives do not matter.
That's right. That's right. That's
if
right.
If you had a, and you heard people saying, sir, move your knee. He said he can't breathe. Mm-hmm. He said he can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, he put his hands on his hips
mm-hmm.
and it looked like to me, he pressed down even harder to me. That's just me. That's just my, how I saw it.
Well, obviously, like I said, he has a heart condition yes. of the lack of love
mm-hmm.
because I can't see anyone doing that to someone and they're not a threat.
Right.
He wasn't a threat. He was mm-hmm. already in handcuffs. Why didn't you just put him in the car? Wouldn't nobody be talking about it if the, right. and the man would still be alive. Mm-hmm. Y'all had just put him in the car. Mm-hmm. What was the need of him still being on the ground? That's the kind of thing. Let me bring it down. Let me bring it down because I don't want to come off sounding enraged, but I am angry.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't want to come off sounding enraged because I know God said vengeance is mine. He said I will repay. So, you know, I leave things to God. I pray for people. I leave things to God. But one thing I feel like is being missed is when people make slights because, you know, people are saying Black Lives Matter and they make slights about it. I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't you say that if it was the flip side and it was your race being attacked by the color of their skin?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be like, hey, we matter too?
Right.
I believe you would. I
yes,
believe you
yes,
would.
Yes.
So for those that are against it, that are all races that are against racism, you know, I applaud standing together because mm-hmm. we are United States. We are a diverse country.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I do say is don't join into the violence.
Right.
You know, you can't be heard if you're out there committing crimes yourself.
That's right.
People, your credibility is lost.
Yes.
But if you are protesting peacefully, then they can call you a mob all they want to. But if you're protesting peacefully, it will be shown forth through the news media or whoever that you are protesting peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
When you got people that's willing to go and loot a store, tearing the people's businesses, that has nothing to do with a Black Lives Matter.
No,
that
it
has
does not.
Everything to do with whatever in that person's heart to want to steal and
yep.
rob.
Mm-hmm.
That was already there.
Yep.
All they did was took advantage of the opportunity to
mm-hmm.
do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And all, like I said, that showed a lot of people's hearts is being revealed right
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
Whether in the church, because it's division in the church too, you know, with racism in the church too. You know, the division is there. It's everywhere.
Yes.
It's everywhere. And if we keep sitting back and not saying anything because we're scared we're going to step on someone's toes, I'm going to go back to scripture. It says speak the truth in love. And I can speak the truth to you. And it may hurt and it may sting.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth will always stand
yeah.
because God will always stand behind the truth because he is truth and his word is true. So if in the word it says that we should not be murdering one another, but we should be loving one another as we love ourselves,
mm-hmm.
then that's what we should be doing. And if you want to arrest somebody, let them live to go to the trial date. Let them live to be in the jail cell
mm-hmm.
to talk about it, to think
mm-hmm.
about what they did
mm-hmm.
without killing and taking their life. When you take their life, you take something from them. That's another opportunity to turn around and do something right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give someone an opportunity to turn around and do something right, then they can do that. They can turn around. They
mm-hmm.
can be reformed, transformed. But if you don't give a person a chance and it become judge and jury and then an executioner all in one,
mm-hmm.
then you have just taken the role of God if you think that you have the right to pronounce life and then to take life. Only God has the right to do that. And God ain't even trying to take life.
Mm-hmm.
God gives life,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and you see, that's another thing too.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
well, just about all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not trying to be funny, but just about all the time,
mm-hmm.
white people
mm-hmm.
are automatically presumed innocent,
yeah,
until
proven guilty. But it's opposite.
Now, see, and the law, the presumption of innocence,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what it means. You
mm-hmm.
are innocent
mm-hmm.
until the courts. Let me go to law.com, presumption
mm-hmm.
of innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Told you to educate it.
Yeah.
It says a fundamental protection for a person accused of a crime,
mm-hmm.
which requires the prosecution to prove its case against the defendant beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's presumption of innocence
mm-hmm.
until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But racist white cops.
Mm-hmm.
When they arrest black people,
mm-hmm.
they already have it in their head. They guilty.
They guilty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see, they already pronounced, they have been judge and mm-hmm. jury over the person. Mm-hmm. The person did not get their day in court. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing we have a right to as an American, mm-hmm. is our day in court.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the sad thing is, the reason they are calling for the justice system to be redone mm-hmm. is because not only do you have white cops, mm-hmm. racist cops, mm-hmm. I'm trying to make it clear, racist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we love cops. Cops are good people. There are some good people.
There are some good ones, yeah.
Because like I said, we know some good ones. And yeah, we know some good ones. We know some good ones out there.
Been to church with some good ones.
Yeah. I mean, worship with some good cops.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, racism is so broad.
Yeah, there are judges
mm-hmm. who are racist. Mm-hmm. District mm-hmm. attorneys mm-hmm. who are racist. Mm-hmm. Now, see, when we keep saying Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. it's because we just want an even playing field.
That's right.
That's all we want. We mm-hmm. want even playing field. Mm-hmm. If it were not for affirmative action, mm-hmm. Black people wouldn't even be able to get their foot into some doors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some of those companies only allow them in mm-hmm. because of affirmative action. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can look back over I am 49 years old. Mm-hmm. And I can look back over my life when I've worked in different places. Mm-hmm. I would be one of two Black people mm-hmm. in the whole company mm-hmm. working mm-hmm. or in that whole place. Mm-hmm. One of two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of two minorities. Mm-hmm. 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 You know, so we just want an even playing field. That's right. And that's what it means by, you know, why people are protesting mm-hmm. for the equal rights. Mm-hmm. Because rights have not been equal.
That's right. That's true.
And
that's true.
All lives have not mattered.
That's right.
And we're not saying that, you know, in Black lives matter more than mm-hmm. other lives.
Yeah.
We're saying equal to.
Equal.
Equal
yeah.
to.
Equal. Yeah.
So there's another way, you mm-hmm. know, whether or not all lives really matter to you. Mm-hmm. If you are offended. Mm-hmm. at the term Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, yeah.
All lives don't matter to you.
Yeah, that's a heart condition. You got to check your heart on that.
Yeah, you got to check your heart on that. And see, we are not here to come across as racist to white people mm-hmm. and everything. We are here to get you to open your eyes mm-hmm. to take a moment. Mm-hmm. Pray and ask God to search your heart.
That's right.
If when a Black person walks in the room, mm-hmm. if you're a white person, you say, oh, I love Black people. Mm-hmm. I have Black friends. Mm-hmm. But if you walk into a room and you're the only white person in the room, mm-hmm. are you uncomfortable?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We face that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We can walk into a room, we're the only Black person in mm-hmm. the room. Mm-hmm. And not only are we made to feel uncomfortable because mm-hmm. there are racist everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, the race is everywhere, and even the church, because I remember we went to a multicultural church, and I remember being invited to this bunco night game at one of the members of the church, and she was white, and I was the only Black there in a room filled with other white women that were Christians, mm-hmm. and nobody talked to me. Mm-hmm. Whenever I would try to talk to somebody, they basically ignored me or just mm-hmm. sort of just said something quick and then turned to each other. And everybody was eating and having fun, talking to each other. Even when we was trying to play the game, the bunko card game, they, you know, I'm at the table trying to say something. I was ignored. It was like some of the women out there were offended that I was there. And I thought, mm-hmm. I will never go back to her house again mm-hmm. because she was. And then I say this too. I called myself being early. I got there 30 minutes before the time she told me to get there. Everybody else was already there when I got there. I was the last to arrive. Mm-hmm. And I thought she said, be here such and such a time. I'm here 30 minutes early and all of them are here and I'm the last to arrive. Why was I told a different time than everybody else?
Uh-huh.
And when I walk in the door, everybody looking at me like she said, y'all know I got a Black friend coming. But I really wasn't her friend.
No.
Because even she was ignoring me mm-hmm. at this little get together. And I mm-hmm. thought, why did you invite me to say you did something good, mm-hmm. to say you were a good Christian that invited, you know, a black Christian to your house? And I'm thinking to myself, I can talk to anybody.
Right.
And I was trying to talk to whoever would just want to talk. Yeah. I'm not a difficult person. I didn't come in there talking foolishness.
Right.
Heck, I'll sit down and talk to you about the Lord all day.
Yes. You know,
but no one seemed to want to be in a conversation with me.
Right.
And I thought, it's no way I would ever come back to her. She was not a friend of mine.
Right.
Because if I would have invited her to an event of mine and it was all be all black people and she was going to be the only white person,
mm-hmm.
I would have made sure she knew what time everybody was getting there.
Right.
And I would have made her feel comfortable. If I saw people not talking to her, I would have made sure at least I did.
Yes.
At least I made her feel welcome. And then I would have had something to say to people that was sitting around acting like she wasn't there.
Right.
But she did not do me that common courtesy.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what the purpose was for inviting me there, for her to just ignore me. And then mm-hmm. the people that were there didn't like, they wanted me there. And I'm thinking to myself, we all supposed to be Christians? Mm-hmm. I'm just a different color than you. Mm-hmm. But the blood of Jesus was the blood for all.
That's
His
right.
blood wasn't for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
So to treat me as if I'm not even there, I'm like, why did you, what was the purpose?
Right, right.
And I love going to a multicultural church because I love to see the blending of the races, because heaven is not going to be white over here, black over there, mm-hmm. Asian over there, brown over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be that. It's just going to be the children of God.
Right.
If you're the children of God, if you have children, it should not be a distinction. Okay, this is my black child, this is my Asian child, is my white child.
Right.
They are my children. Whether
right.
I adopted you or whether I had you from my womb, you are all equally my children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how God look at us.
Mm-hmm.
So when people treat I'm going to say the racism that's in the church, when they treat you like, oh yeah, we Christians, we love God, but then they act differently
mm-hmm.
when they're around those that are their race than they, and you are different race, that tells me you don't really know Jesus.
Right.
Because if you did, when Jesus came, he died on the cross for all.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't die on the cross just for Jews. You know, he died on the cross for everybody.
That's
he died on the cross just for whites or blacks or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Asians. He died for everybody.
That's right.
And we should be coming together as a church as one, recognizing that any injustice against any race, you know, is wrong, and stand up for it. Not sit back and just only stand up for it when it's got something to do with me.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The body's supposed to be one.
Mm-hmm.
If we're one, if one is hurt, all should be hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And speaking of that, Lady V,
mm-hmm.
Acts 17:26, New King James Version says,
mm-hmm.
and he has made from one blood.
One blood.
Every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth.
That's right.
And he has determined
mm-hmm.
their pre-appointed time
mm-hmm.
and the boundaries of their dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, first of all, the only reason that there is a difference in skin color
mm-hmm.
and language was because of the Tower of Babel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go back and check that out in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
God has said they were going to build a tower
mm-hmm.
to God.
Mm-hmm.
They want to build a tower in the heavens to God.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, you know, we're going to have to go down and scramble the languages
mm-hmm.
and scatter them because they're on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do what they set their mind to do.
Mm-hmm.
And their mind was to build a tower
mm-hmm.
straight into the heaven
mm-hmm.
to God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it wasn't possible, he wouldn't have scrambled the
mm-hmm.
tongues
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't have sent them and all scattered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, people closer to the equator
mm-hmm.
were darker
mm-hmm.
because it's hotter.
Mm-hmm.
So your skin had to be where you could withstand that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the Africans come about.
Mm-hmm.
People further away, European and
mm-hmm.
all that, you know, all the different colors. It's
mm-hmm.
because of the different climates
mm-hmm.
and stuff that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason that happened.
Mm-hmm.
If it had not been for that,
mm-hmm.
we might not would even had all these different races.
But I even go to, you know, and I don't mean to cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
I even go to with this country, you know, period, you know, it's all different races, all the different shades and hues,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we've done ancestry.com
mm-hmm.
and we look at our ancestry, not only have, you know, Nigerian and Cameroon and
mm-hmm.
but we also have relatives Ireland
yep.
and UK
mm-hmm.
you know, our grandmother was it was biracial. She was half white. Our great-grandfather was white and our great-grandmother was black. Now, they were from the UK. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, you look at us, you just see black. You just see black when you look mm-hmm. at us. But we, in our bloodline, we have other races.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? We were made up of other races. So for anyone to think they are pure of anything, right. something is wrong
it's
with
delusional.
You. Because mm-hmm. if you look in your DNA, you're going to see something pop up. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just going to say in this country. I don't know about other countries.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say in this country, it's made up of a lot of different races, and the if you check the DNA, you will see what your bloodline is made up of. And you'll be surprised. And I'm gonna go back to one better. You know, if anyone should be, you know, have a right for say anything about this country, should be the Native Americans.
Yes,
they were here first.
Yes.
This was where God planted the Native Americans.
Yes, this was their
okay.
land.
This mm-hmm. is their land. If anybody mm-hmm. deserves the land, it's them. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, and again too, for Christians, mm-hmm. Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
is the most segregated.
It is. It is.
Time.
We have a few multicultural churches, and
yeah.
I thank God for that. I wish it was like that everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and when you invite someone to your church, you want them to feel comfortable,
yes.
regardless of what race they are. Mm-hmm. You don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the thing of it is, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we all become one in Christ Jesus.
In Christ. It ain't about skin color.
And Galatians 3:26-29 says, you have all become true children of God
mm-hmm.
by the faith of Jesus, the anointed one.
Mm-hmm.
It was faith that immersed you into Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the anointed one.
Yeah.
This is the Passion Translation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now you are covered and clothed with his anointing.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and we no longer see each other
mm-hmm.
in our former state,
mm-hmm.
Jew or non-Jew.
That's right.
Some translations say Jew or Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Some say Jew or Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
But this translation says Jew or non-Jew,
mm-hmm.
rich or poor,
mm-hmm.
male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all one
mm-hmm.
through our union with mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
With no distinction
mm-hmm.
between us.
That's right.
No distinction that's between
right.
us.
That's
and that's
right.
what the word says.
That's right. That's right.
So if you are a Christian
mm-hmm.
and you hate another ethnic group,
mm-hmm.
you got to ask God to examine your heart.
Mm-hmm. You got to examine your heart, and you got to ask God to help you change your heart. Yeah, to come out of it. And you have to stay in the word, because if you read the word, it says, read Romans chapter 12.
Mm-hmm.
It says in verse 9, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it also, you know, speaks about live at peace with everyone.
Right.
You know, don't take revenge.
Leave
room for God's wrath. God see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take care of whatever that is unpleasing to him. At some point, he'll be taken care of, because Jesus is returning. I'm going to keep on saying that he's going to return one day.
Yeah.
If you're living for Christ, you best know you got to be ready when he returns, and you don't want to be found doing something wrong.
That's right.
You want to be found showing his love to others so people will know that Jesus is the love. You don't want to be found in a debate about whether or not to fly a flag or what,
right.
you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, there's more important things than that right now. It's okay, let's show love so that the world can be, you know, can see love, because it has affected the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened? It
mm-hmm.
has outraged everyone. So that's time for the church to stand up, you know, and stand for policies, come together, you know, come together, do powwows and wisdom, and seek God for, okay, what can we do as a church to make things better, to help policies get changed, to
mm-hmm.
you know, to help new laws get passed. What can we do? And do it the right way.
That's
do
right.
it God's way.
And here's scripture
mm-hmm.
that talks about justice. It's
mm-hmm.
Isaiah 1:17, New
mm-hmm.
International Version. It says,
mm-hmm.
learn to do right.
That's right. That's right.
It says, seek justice,
mm-hmm.
defend the oppressed,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow.
Mm-hmm.
In Micah 6:8, New Living Translation, it says, no, O people,
mm-hmm.
the Lord has told you what is good,
mm-hmm.
and this is what he requires of you,
mm-hmm.
to do what is right.
That's right.
To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it says seek justice, defend the oppressed,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that either you know someone, or I know as African Americans, we know people who worked at a job, worked in a position. They were there for a certain amount of years, and they wanted to go up for a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the people of the company giving this African-American person, this black person, mm-hmm. the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in a white person
mm-hmm.
who has no experience,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then expects the black person mm-hmm. to train
yeah,
the white
yeah.
person.
I don't leave that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I have to. To train that person
mm-hmm.
to do the job the black person was already doing
mm-hmm.
and is good at.
Mm-hmm.
But because... in my case, I was black.
Mm-hmm.
The white person got the promotion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I've been in cases where I worked at a business or at a company,
mm-hmm.
and I did the job of two or three different people.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get the pay.
Mm-hmm.
But they
expect
bring you.
Mm-hmm.
They would expect me to do those three different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in a white person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking from my experience. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to show racism or mm-hmm. talk negative. I'm just telling you my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in a white person to do one of the jobs, and they get paid three times more than me mm-hmm. for the three jobs I was doing.
Mm-hmm. 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 And then we have to work that much more hard to
yes.
prove ourselves. When, you know, I've worked plenty of jobs. See, somebody just walks in, they didn't want to do nothing, but wanted me to do all the work, and they was trying to take all the credit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, I'm doing all the work and you taking the credit, and all you do is sit on your high pops and talk on the phone
mm-hmm.
in your office, and I'm doing everything. I'm basically running this place
mm-hmm.
and you're taking the credit for doing it
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you're getting the pay for doing it.
Right, right.
So
right.
yeah, we are talking from experience, not talking from hate.
Because
mm-hmm. we got biracial nephews that are part
yeah.
Asian and,
mm-hmm.
and nieces and great nieces. You know, so you know, it don't have anything to do with us being racist. It has
right.
everything to do with us being outraged that people don't value life
right.
like we should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we should be valuing all life.
Right.
And again, you know, to see anyone die and then it not bother you, whether they white, black, or whatever, that's a problem. That's a
mm-hmm.
heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heart
mm-hmm.
issue.
And, you know, we wanted to talk about this because
mm-hmm.
if you are that person and you feel like, well, you know, if you are a white person and you've seen it,
mm-hmm.
and you've seen the racism,
mm-hmm.
and you want to look away, or you are offended
mm-hmm.
about Black Lives Matter, or
mm-hmm.
you are offended of us just wanting to matter too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not saying all lives don't matter. We
mm-hmm.
just want to be included in the
mm-hmm.
All Lives Matter.
And this is a conversation that needs to be
yes.
to be talked about, because, you know, you cannot heal a wound if it's covered.
Right.
You have to expose it. And that's basically what is being happening. It's a wound, an old wound, that is continuously being exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some that just want to keep covering up. It's time to stop covering it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to open it up, and so we can all heal from it. So no other lives have to be lost behind this.
That's right.
You know, don't allow Satan to try to start a race war. We don't need that.
No.
We don't need it. This country
mm-hmm.
is too filled with such great beings
mm-hmm.
of all races that can contribute to making this country a place of that's better for our children and our children's children.
Right.
You
right.
know, if we come together, being apart or being divided will never make this country stand strong. It will always be a weakness
mm-hmm.
if we continue to divide. So it's time to come together in unity.
That's right. That's right. Okay, now we're going to go ahead on this, start wrapping this up.
Alrighty.
Some takeaways. Scripture I have is 2 Chronicles 7:14, and this is God's word translation. It says, however, if my people who are called by my name
mm-hmm.
will humble themselves, pray,
yes.
search for me,
yes.
and turn from their evil ways,
mm-hmm.
then I will hear their prayer from
mm-hmm.
heaven,
mm-hmm.
forgive their sins,
mm-hmm.
and heal their country.
Yes.
Guys, we need to pray for clarity.
Yes.
Ask God to reveal to you the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
His
yeah.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking at what's going on and you don't get it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like, I don't get it. Why are they playing the race card again? Why are they, you know, screaming Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. again? Just ask God to reveal mm-hmm. the truth to you mm-hmm. so that you will have empathy. Mm-hmm. Then you will have compassion.
That's right.
And then to prepare your heart to love mm-hmm. truly all.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
The next one, scripture I have, is about God's love. Mm-hmm. And it says God is love. And this is 1 John 4 and it's verses 7 through 21, but I'm just going to try to skim through it kind of quickly. It says, those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you mm-hmm. to another.
Yes.
So if you are loved by God, you believe God loved you. I believe mm-hmm. God loves me.
I know
me.
He loved me. So, that's my daddy.
And God is love.
Yeah.
So we are, the scripture says, we are to let love pour.
That's
continually
right.
pour from us.
That's right.
So that means not hate.
That's right. That's right.
It means love. Okay.
That's right.
I mean, he says, the light of God's love is shined within us. Mm-hmm. You want to allow God's light of his love to shine through you.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and if you're hating and you're discriminating against other people, mm-hmm. you're not letting his light of his love shine through you.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And then let me come back with the scripture that says, it says, anyone can say, I love God, yet have hatred mm-hmm. towards another believer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This makes him a phony.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you what the word says.
That's what the word says. What the word says.
It says, because if you don't love a brother or sister
mm-hmm.
whom you can see,
mm-hmm.
how can you truly love God
mm-hmm.
whom you can't see?
Mm-hmm.
For he has given us this command.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever loves God must also demonstrate love to others.
That's right. That's the fruit of the tree of love.
That's
right there.
It.
If you are showing in your character, that shows your heart. That's what's in your heart. Love. If you're showing love, no matter who it is.
That's right. That's right. And this is the second takeaway.
Okay.
It says, if you find yourself filled with hate
mm-hmm.
towards other cultures,
mm-hmm.
other ethnic groups,
yeah,
ask God to fill your heart with his love.
That's
for
right.
everyone.
That's right.
That's the second takeaway.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
The next scripture, the last scripture I wanted to read, it says Acts 17:26, and this is New King James Version. And it says, he has made from one blood
mm-hmm.
every nation of men.
Yes.
I read this earlier.
Yes.
To dwell on all the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he has determined their pre-appointed times
mm-hmm.
and the boundaries of their dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
Last takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are one race.
That's right.
The human race.
Human race. That's right.
So if we start looking at each other as human beings.
That's right.
Not as white, black,
mm-hmm.
Asian, Latinx,
mm-hmm.
Native American.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start looking at each other as human beings.
Yeah.
So let's look past skin color
mm-hmm.
and see everyone through the lens of love
mm-hmm.
and compassion.
That's right.
And empathy.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make that choice.
That's right. It's a choice.
It is a choice mm-hmm. that we have to make.
Mm-hmm.
Which will you choose?
That's right. That's right.
So the Spread Hope Challenge is show love, empathy, and compassion
mm-hmm.
for all.
Mm-hmm.
Lady V, you want to close us out with a prayer?
I sure do. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for all the listening. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that the words that you have spoken through us, let it be words that will exhort, uplift, and edify.
Yes.
We pray, Father God, that nothing we have said has torn down anyone, because we are here to shed light and to shine light on truth.
Yes.
So we thank you, Father God. We pray for this nation of ours. We pray, Father God, it will become one nation under God. Once again, and for all. And we pray,
yes.
Father God, that people here will be healed in their hearts and they're not overcome by evil, but they will overcome evil with doing good.
Yes.
So we pray right now, God, that in the name of Jesus, as you step in, Father God, as only you can, bring peace to every nation on this earth, God.
Yes.
Peace to every people. God, bring your love and let your spirit, God, just overflow on this entire earth. And we pray, Father God, that you being the great I am, that you would show forth your son to the world to know that he died on the cross for the sins of the world and not for the sins of just one one race, but for the human race.
Yes.
So we pray, Father God, as we close out, Lord, that every hearer, their families be blessed, their neighborhoods be blessed. We pray every country be blessed. And we pray, Father God, that you will again speak, Lord, and let it be known, God, that you, the great I am, do love all. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, always will pray. And we say it is so. Amen. Grace and peace to you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to We Are She Talks podcast. If our content has blessed you in any way, reach out, let us know, and share with your family and friends. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S2E15. While you're there, take our short survey, follow and like us on social media, sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talk, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.